Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Go Steelers! Go Steelers! Say go Steelers! Go Steelers!
Welcome to the Steelers Outpost Podcast, a proud member of Sports Drink Network. It is July 3rd, 2022. This is Tom coming to you from the veranda at the Washington, D.C. Outpost, joined with Nick.
And we are hungover.
Well, we have
Kaylin got married last night.
Yeah, congratulations to my daughter, Nick's sister, Kaylin. Grand, maybe the grandest wedding of 2022.
Spectacular. One to remember. So we're riding high emotionally. But as you can probably tell from my vocal cords, we're riding a little low energy. I wouldn't even say the energy is low. I just think that we're sort of basking in the afterglow. And it is always joyous to actually get to do a podcast in person. But we have to apologize to our Aunt Jane, who's a regular listener of the podcast, who insisted that we make good on our promise to actually podcast from the wedding reception last night. This voice, or this puny excuse for a voice that's coming out of my mouth right now, was even more puny last night, punier, as it were. So when she approached me and said, "What the hell are you guys doing? You need to put up some mics." I said, "We don't even have the ability." I said, "We don't even have the ability." So sorry to everybody. We weren't able to do it from the reception, but here we are on the day after, outside on the veranda.
Pretty sure nobody cares about that whole last thing, but it was interesting to us.
Thanks for cutting my legs out from right beneath me. That's good. We got to find some way to get through this.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. In a not content-less milieu, we do have a couple of things we were going to talk about on a power episode here before we take Nick to the airport. First one being a blockbuster signing, a new contract, Terry McLaurin. Pulling that up
for the Washington Commanders. Yeah, so basically the Deontay Johnson situation is playing itself out in real time. He's going to price himself out of the Steelers unless they really want to make him pay like a number one receiver. So you have the Terry McLaurin details up here, but Terry McLaurin is a very good receiver. You know, Terry and Deontay are pretty comparable. Deontay gets all this hate from the fan base because of a couple, you know, because of the dropsies and stuff like that, but obviously he's been a very good player. When you compare him to Terry McLaurin, who's played on a much worse team, they have extremely comparable numbers, and they're like the same age, I believe. So the numbers that we're about to read are basically going to be Deontay's agent's starting point, because I actually think Deontay has even better numbers than Terry McLaurin does. So that means a lot for his potential to be a part of the Steelers going forward or not. So if you look at the numbers, I guess it's like $23 million average per year for Terry McLaurin. It's a $28 billion contract, I think. No, he gets a signing bonus of $53 million on a three-year, what is it, $70 million contract. That's $23 million a year. That basically all but guarantees Deontay is going to need over $20 million. A lot of Steelers fans were saying, "Oh, we want to pay him $17 million." I always thought that was a little preposterous. And I do think Deontay's underrated, not only by the national media, who literally doesn't know he exists, right? But by the Steelers fans because of those couple drops. But I'm not saying he's AB, but I'm saying there's a very good argument. He's actually the best receiver they've had besides AB. No, I mean, Martavis is like 4 catches a game for 130 yards or no catches in the game. Juju, we found out, okay, he's not a number one receiver. I don't know if we found that out or not. I mean, Mason Rudolph and Duck throwing to you with the worst offensive line and Benny Snell as your running back, that's not a great barometer. But obviously, Juju's not a guy you can just line up outside all the time. You know, I sort of think since Mike Wallace and AB, Deontay's actually really the only reliable number one receiver the Steelers have had. So I do think he's very underrated. I think $17 million was a little ridiculous, and $20 was probably around where he was always going to be anyways. But nonetheless, this really makes it a reality.
Yeah, I'm curious. to know how much emphasis they'll place on the average annual salary versus the guarantees, because McLaurin's going to get 2/3 of his, am I doing my math right, $53 million out of $70 guaranteed.
I would guarantee that the Steelers are not going to go heavy on Deontay's guarantee. I think they're going to stick with, you know, the TJs and the Minkas of the world, the real superstars, who I don't even think Deontay Johnson could have an argument with that. Like, his agent isn't going to be able to put him in the same class as TJ Watt and them. So I would think that they would stick to more traditional Steelers structure with a low guarantee. But the thing is, especially with the Christian Kirk contract in Jacksonville, like, somebody's willing to pay these guys. Now, the question is, I don't even know if there's a question. Like, George Pickens, we have this insane amount of faith in him as a receiver, and every time I watch highlights of him, that faith grows. He just looks like such a star. But they draft guys, receivers, in the second round to become their starting dude. This is the Steelers' plan. I mean, I think that they're ready for Deontay to move on, and they're going to assume that Chase or Pickens, I don't think Calvin Austin is pegged to be that guy, but who knows? I think they're assuming they're just going to roll right in, and then Pickens will go to that number one role, and they would let Deontay go, because it does seem like a lot of money to pay to a guy who's really good, but just there's this fear factor with Deontay Johnson that I think everybody has. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is somebody else is going to pay Deontay a bigger guarantee, I would think.
Absolutely, and you just, we've talked about this for weeks, right? I mean, the Steelers have set them, so they basically told us, yeah, we're not going to spend this kind of money, given that they have not only George Pickens, but Austin as well.
Yeah, so I think this is sort of a circle of life thing, but it is interesting to see the actual numbers get put down on it. And this particular wide receiver signing, given their similar age and production, is maybe the most relevant so far to Deontay's upcoming contract. So that is big news, even if it is sort of generally in a predictable bracket as far as numbers go. But really interesting to see what they're going to do with Deontay Johnson. I can't remember a case this sort of 50-50 with a Steelers player to be re-signed in a while.
So they are already, it looks like they have $20 million of cap space. It looks like they could make this happen. Who else do they have to sign? Or they're just...
Well, they just signed, I don't think really anybody, because they just signed Minka
Fitzpatrick.
Until next year.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Multi-year. So we can look up the multi-year summary to see. I know there's some significant positions coming due next year.
I don't even know if they are. I think they have all the stars signed up.
You're going to have to pay Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, you are going to have to pay Mitch.
Because he is going to explode, and he's going to say, pay me.
Yeah, I don't think you have a single player who you really worry about after Deontay Johnson. I mean, it depends on what you want to add. Chase Claypool would be the next one, honestly. And those two guys, everything just rides on this season. So
you
I think that's pretty much where they stand.
Certainly not on offense.
No. And not on defense either. They've already signed TJ and Minka. After that, you know, Cam's still under contract. Who cares after those two guys, really?
Well, you've got LeGlue.
Well, he's on offense. And we do need to sign him, so that's a good point.
And Tyson.
He's 36.
And Wormley. Yeah, so you're right. There's nobody really on here at all. No name guy. Bush, obviously, he's been in the news lately. But, you know, it doesn't look likely. I mean, he's going to have a breakout season for them to even consider paying him, right?
Absolutely. He just hasn't had a good career, injuries aside. He's had a couple splash plays, but he hasn't really done anything. It would be kind of shocking to see him become a good player, in my opinion.
All right. Terrell Edmonds, I guess he's,
he got his 1 year.
Not sure he's going to explode. I have not heard about what they're doing with Chris Boswell. Not that this will break the bank, but, you know, he's getting up there as far as a place kicker goes. He's at $5 million.
Per year?
In this last year, he's going to get paid $5 million.
Right. They were talking about making him there's rumors they're going to make him the highest paid kicker, which makes sense. I mean, he's a top five kicker in the league. So.
Absolutely.
That's one I don't think you mess around with. I think you got to keep the balls in there. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's the guy. But, of course, that's small money compared to the, you know, positions of people who hit and catch and throw and do stuff.
We have been talking about the components to a Super Bowl winning team, and most of that has to do with having a quarterback who is essentially free. And we have one on our roster, an unproven Kenny Pickett. We have our free quarterback, and the question remains, will he be the quarterback of the future, and will he be able to move the Steelers into the playoffs?
Well, I think we talked about this last week. We talked about this a few times, but it just feels like, I guess there was a report from Mark Cabali that it looks like Trubisky's going to be the week one starter kind of no matter what. And we've talked about this. Like, it's going to be hard for – Pickett to beat him out in training camp because the physical talent of Trubisky is better, and he's improved as a player on the field. So it's not like you can walk in there and wow the guy or wow the team. And then we've talked about it. It would be hard to bench Trubisky, and I might be a little annoyed if the Steelers bench Trubisky unless he just absolutely imploded, which he's never been good, but he's never absolutely imploded really for a long period of time. And it would feel like if you benched him and put in Kenny Pickett, you know, unless Kenny Pickett just explodes right away, that could create some issues with the team. Like, hey, this guy's good. Like, why are we dying to get this semi-talented first-round quarterback into the game? Again, that's not me condemning Kenny Pickett's whole career, but just as a rookie, it's going to be hard, you know, until you get some experience on you. So you would assume that if Mitch got benched for Kenny, it wouldn't be that much of a difference. And hopefully we're wrong. Hopefully it's just this massive difference and Kenny just explodes, you know. But I would think that it would take a year or so to get better.
Yeah, I guess I was trying to line you up that to talk about the interview we had this week.
Yeah, I know you were, and I just went on a tangent. I lost it. But, yeah, he was on McAfee, and he said nothing.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
It really
is. It's not
is.
Good for a podcast, but no. It's good for a team.
Nothing. But you know what? It's not what he said. It's how he said it. He is very confident, very comfortable, like natural, affable guy. He gives me an Alex Smith vibe, which scares me a little bit, given Alex Smith's career. Alex Smith, there's some other guys that are like that. But he seems – Alex Smith is very sharp. He's very likable, but very captain-like in that way. You know, maybe Matt Ryan has a similar thing about him. And Kenny Pickett clearly has that in conversation, just the right amount of comfort. And he is clearly on a media plan of not shaking any cages. Basically, when McAfee asked him, what's it going to take for Tomlin to supplant Trubisky with you? And he dodged the question to say, like, oh, the quarterback's in the room. They all love each other. It's they all help each other. And it's a good relationship there. I do totally agree with the approach there. Like, what are you going to gain by saying, I'm gonna beat his ass, I'm going to beat him out? So it's a bummer that he didn't say anything, but I also, as a Steelers fan, I'm glad he didn't. Kenny?
Yeah, yeah. Who needs it? Except there would be great fodder for the show.
It would be.
So there was some really depressing news this week. So Jalen Ferguson, Ravens defensive end, died with at that time when it was announced, I think it was...
26.
Yeah. He they did not know the cause of death. Now it's been concluded that it was a fentanyl cocaine related death.
Yeah. That's sad.
That's common.
It is really common now. It's an epidemic. That's mom on the background there. It's really common. And that is really sad. And I just look, I'm not judging the guy at all for, you know, cocaine usage and fentanyl. Obviously I don't think he should do that. But look, people make mistakes, they're young, they're rich, they're got, you know, they have different people in their culture and their circle that are doing these things, and I would hope that that wouldn't have become a big problem for him, but it's just somebody doesn't deserve to die for that. That's really tragic.
And, no, it's a reflection of society, except the people who make it in the NFL aren't necessarily a reflection of your average Joe in society. That right. They, you know, their body is their, is, you know, is everything. It's their career, and, you know, I'm sure guys smoke dope. They take, you know, the PEDs. I mean, that's pretty common. But that, I mean, fentanyl sort of seems like a death sentence to me. Like, there's not an amount you can take and feel safe. And it's
right. Well, they don't take it on purpose. It's laced with fentanyl.
Yeah. So right? What do they lace with fentanyl?
They just put
cocaine.
I believe a lot of cocaine's the big one, but I don't know if they put it in, you know, any powder like drug or whatever. I don't want to.
It's not coming from. It's not coming from Bear. In a bottle that's sealed. You know what I mean? You're just getting this stuff. And
I know.
How do you
yeah,
know what you're
exactly.
getting?
Exactly. Any of those.
And
like,
for these guys to like just can't put it on, you know, can't put it on hold for 4 or 5 years during their career. It just shows you how strong that is. You know, and it's part of, I'm like you, I'm not judging. I don't know what his background was. It's just a damn shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. And these guys, I think it's a double-edged sword. You have to be a psychopath to play football, professional football. And I think that invincibility probably extends to off the field so you can see it. But, yeah, that is depressing. That sucks. And I feel bad for the Ravens in that instance.
That's probably the only time you've ever said that.
Hmm.
All right, well, that's the kind of the news for the week, I think, and appreciate everybody listening here on the 4th of July. We needed to get out a super episode to get out number 261. We don't normally announce the numbers because it doesn't mean anything to anybody except for Nick and me, but 261 straight weeks of broadcasting. We just didn't want to break our streak.
No.
I want to spend a little time here with you on the nation's birthday.
Yeah, beautiful. Nothing else to add. Looking forward to, I believe, we're under 60 days or under 70 days till the NFL season starts. This is insane. They're about to go to training camp, so this has flown by, and looking forward to the next step here.
Yeah, July 26th. Training camp starts.
Boom. 25 days.
Hit us up on Twitter at Steelers Outpost. Shoot us an email at SteelersOutpost@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Until next week, go Steelers.
Okay, bye-bye.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.